can't eat my iPad. Thanks, Brother Joe. It's a great word. It's a great word. I mean that. We can all chew on that for a while. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I have something on my heart I want to share here. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. He says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Now, the verse right before that, he's stating how he was praying for them. Then he says, pray for us that the word can have free course or be unhindered and do its work and bring glory to God through the fruit that would come by the Spirit of God in their lives. And as I share here, I'm going to make some different references, one of which would be the times we're in and what's happening around us. And we need to keep a perspective that man's not going to save himself from all the evil. But rather, if the Word of God, or I'll say it this way, to the degree the Word of God is continuing to go forth, it's the Word that will bring change. It's always been that way. Different parts of the world, the Word brought the change. Now, Joe shared about the Boxer Rebellion and all, the many that were killed for their faith and their heritage as well. But the seed of the Word was planted. And many have come to the Lord and still are in what's referred to as Communist China. Many are still coming to the Lord. That seed is unstoppable. So with all the evil there, that seed was planted. That word's going forth. So they say, pray for us that the word of the Lord can have free course and be glorified even as it is in you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all men have faith. Pray we be delivered from the wicked men. Now, his purpose in that is not, oh, I don't want anything bad to happen to me. But rather, his heart's desire was to finish and fulfill the plan of God for their lives, for his life, to be able to fulfill that. And Satan would stir up and use unreasonable and wicked men to try to stop it. And it's always been that way. And it's that way today. Yes. There are unreasonable and wicked people, not just men, sorry ladies, that are really their hatreds for the Word of God. Now they'll take a person like Donald Trump and make him the devil for them. He's their devil. But really they hate God. Like, why all the hatred? Well, the scriptures tell us why. Back in Revelation chapter 12, that Satan wanted to kill Israel, who gave birth to the man-child Jesus, the Savior, and God brought a supernatural deliverance and protection through the scattering. So not having a nation, well, how do you kill them? They're scattered. And it actually was God's protection. So sometimes the way God moves and what he's doing doesn't fit our thinking. Like you'd think, well, something's going to happen to stop this, but his deliverance was in a way that we wouldn't think. And that was through them being scattered. But prophetically, he said, I'm going to bring them all back, and he's going to reestablish Israel. And God be glorified. But in the meantime, Satan's attention is diverted at the seed of the woman, which is us, the descendants who believe on him. So his attention is to destroy who he can see. You have to understand this. Satan goes for what he can see. People go for what they can see. But God's looking at the heart. So over the ages, millions upon millions upon millions of Christians were martyred or killed. And Jesus told them that there would be persecution and death and so forth. He warned them ahead. Yet while he warned them of this, he sent them right back into the fire, right back where they crucified him. They were being sent in there. Now you talk about some courage. That takes some guts. They went right back into it where they just crucified the Christ. It's because they were full of the Holy Ghost. They weren't considering themselves, but rather the kingdom of God was their primary consideration. So what we have, or what was developed, was a time clock. And that time clock is all around Israel. It's all around Israel. So to look at anything prophetically, you can't separate it, but you look at it in light of Israel. And there are things happening today, and it was only, 60, 80 years ago that Israel was reestablished as a country, a land, the promised land. And when you hear the term, oh, you're a Zionist. I'm a Zionist. What's that, Pastor Bill? That means you believe God has a land for Israel. Do you believe that? You're a Zionist. You can tell the world, I'm a Zionist. And the devil's in them will want to kill you. So maybe you don't want to blow that on a horn, but nonetheless, it's the truth. You filthy Zionist. Yes, I'm a Zionist. I believe the word of God. There is a land for a people. So you have the Jew, and you have those grafted in, us Gentiles, come into the family, and there would be one fold with many sheep coming in. So we know the time clock based on Israel. And I was thinking about how in the Bible we read armies would attack and die. Kings would die. Whole armies. And you think, oh Lord, how is that possible? You know, last week Iran attacked Israel and shot thousands of missiles. And I think it was around 200 ICBMs. None of them even exploded over Israel. Now, to me, that's a Bible days reality today. All those missiles that should have had the capability to blow up Zion, the land God had, none of them even hit. And beside that, now it doesn't say in the Bible how God does this stuff. However, they took those beepers and exploded and killed all these evil leaders. Isn't that kind of amusing? The God we read about in the Old Testament, he's still doing wild stuff like that today. And we can sit back and just say, wow, God's working. His hand's on it. And we're not going to have World War III like the world wants to project, because Israel is ordained to be standing at the return of the Lord. So it can't go up in flames. Oh, so tell that to your unsaved friends and they'll be even madder. That's okay. Just devils. All the stuff that gets breathed out. And I'll tell my wife, just devils. It's just that. Why do they act like this and do this? Just devils. Just devils chirping in their ear. Because we're in that last day plan. So We pray to be delivered from these wicked men because wicked people pursue wealth and power. In fact, where there's known to be money, you will attract wicked people. If there's no money, it doesn't attract anybody. If there's money and a way to get it, I guarantee you wicked people will be on the heels of trying to figure out how they can get it. Now, there's a lot of people, like say in the business world, and business is good, but some, they'll kind of get cued into, oh, money can be made in this way, and they're smart and they're willing to work at it to do it. But in terms of politics, it's not about being smart, because there's some real, what's the guy call himself? Knuckleheads. Oh, you got to say something like that publicly. But anyway, a lot of knuckleheads out there, and they'll lie and cheat. And the knuckleheads and chuckleheads. He called himself a knucklehead. She's the chucklehead. Yeah. Knuckleheads and chuckleheads who will figure out evil ways to get their clutches on, sadly, your money, but the money of the people. And so much good could be done, but evil people are attracted to that. And they'll lie, steal, kill, just like your father, the devil. So this is what we're up against. It's always been that way. It'll always be that way till the Lord returns. So don't think it's strange. Stuff's going on. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. God is faithful to set us upon a rock, to establish us and protect us from. And we have confidence in the Lord touching or concerning you. Do and will do the things we command you. And the Lord direct. Now here's what I want to focus on. The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and the patient waiting for Christ. And the word direct here means to like lead on a journey. This is really important, this concept. To lead on a journey. And your life, one way you can look at it, is a journey. It's a journey. That means you have a destination and a starting point, a journey. You began in the heart of the Father, as Brother Joe was alluding to, before you were even born on this earth. He knew his plan for you. Now that's beyond our human mind's comprehension. Take that one by faith. But the starting point was in heaven. And you were born into this earth. We could say it's like a second starting point. You had certain influences, whatever all they might have been, parental and whatever else, societal influences there. And on the journey, we came to the cross. On that journey, we came to a place of seeing sin torments. Sin brings fear, brings shame, brings condemnation. Oh, Lord, deliver me from the effects of sin. There's only one way. It's not good works, but through believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the price, who he alone could pay that price. So there's now a new beginning point for our journey. At the cross, there's a new beginning point. No going back. There's no going back. But we're going forward. It's the only direction we can go. See, on a journey, on this journey, there's no going back. You must keep going on to the end. You must keep going to the end. And the journey has all these things happening around us. But where God wants to lead us, the path is the love of God. Knowing Him, just to know love, to know His love, that's the journey. That's where He's wanting to bring us into. So you're in a place to know that love greater as you encounter all this evil around us. And as you encounter those things, you can either allow anger and bitterness and whatever else in there, or you can forgive because He's shown you what forgiveness is. And you can continue to lay your life down or give as He has for you and as your example. So the Lord, in our journey, He's wanting us to know Him, to know that love in the midst of all this. Now, the natural man will pray, Lord, take it away. Take all this evil away. That's how a natural man thinks. Well, what the Lord wants to be in our heart here is that we're believing for the Word to be unhindered, transforming people, for the Word to be unhindered doing that, and for us to go deeper in the love of God, not God make life easier for me. That's a human response. Human response. We will all think that way unless our mind's renewed with the Word. God, take it away, make it easy for me. And some people are deceived to think that's what walking with the Lord is. And a person that doesn't seem to have a care in the world or any problems, they're the ones really walking with God. Couldn't be farther from the truth. If that were the case, the Apostle Paul was rather the failure. And Paul continued to press on through because he understood his journey. The work in the journey was to bring forth the Word, but the destination is going deeper in the love of God, being like Jesus, and into the patient waiting for Christ. Patient waiting for Christ. Now, where the word patience used can mean a few different things in the Greek, but this one's talking, it's the word like hypomone is the Greek word, where you're continuing under the pressure. There's a word for being able to bear up with people who are agitating you. Or can we bear up under the pressure? In our minds, we can easily begin to say, well, I can't. I can't. Stop yourself. I can't take it anymore. I can't do it anymore. Here's my red line, Lord. I draw the line here. Aren't you glad the Lord didn't do that? But rather, we will continue. We need a mindset. I will continue to the end. I will bear up on my journey, pressing on to the end. This morning, I was thinking about, there was a great book written, and I don't know how many hundred years ago it was, by John Bunyan. He was in prison. It's called Pilgrim's Progress. How many of you ever read Pilgrim's Progress? That's a must read. Kids in school must read that. Christian kids, whether they're in a Christian school or not, must read that, because he has all these allegories of the character of God and the problems as Pilgrim was on his journey. And we are on a journey. And we need to continue on no matter what's coming at us from the outside. Our issue's not the outside, it's what's on the inside. And it's important to remember that. We are born of love. Love sustains us, the love of God. We have the Holy Ghost who his power will enable us to do all the Father's will. So I want you to ponder this, the journey. Your life is a journey. Now, everyone's journey is different. Don't compare yours with someone else. Don't let yourself put human thinking in, well, a believer's life should be like this. Oh, mine's not going that way. Well, you have your journey. You have your challenges. You don't need to compare yourself and say, well, if I'm not like this person, I guess I'm off course. No, don't do that. Seek the Lord. Find your journey, your destination. But I'll guarantee you it's in the love of God and the glory of God. So, some more things. There's something I wanted to share first. And Brother Joe mentioned it's our hour, it's our time. Come right up here. And I've shared with you the last 2 weeks, so I'm making some references, and that we're going to be establishing a healing ministry. And a lot of people out there think, oh, well, I just go to the doctor and all this technology. But what if you hear the words, Mr. So-and-so, sorry, nothing else we can do for you. Then you have nothing. But when you have Jesus, it doesn't matter if a doctor's saying that, or if Putin's saying we're going to nuke the United States. Doesn't matter. I'm here on purpose. Whether I live or die, such a time as this, I'm here for his purpose. And one of the things this morning, I was going to turn some music on, and there's a doctor, she comes on news channel we watch at times, and she's pretty good. And she started to share some, caught my attention. She said that amongst young people age 18 to 44, there's a 66% increase heart attacks over the last 10 years, particularly the last five. What happened 5 years ago? Oh, yeah. Forced vaccinations. And my neurological doctor said, he explained what it does. Of course, they were banned on the internet to even publish this stuff. In five years, you're going to hear all these things relative to the heart. And I can't repeat all the technical jargon. And that's happening. And the interviewer said, is this from the vaccines? And she wouldn't say, like, for sure, but sort of like, yeah, but, you know, to cover herself. And exactly what they said. A two-thirds increase in 5 years. Perfectly healthy people. I've heard of athletes, some different countries, dropping dead. You think of people in the best physical shape, doing all the stuff, you know, exercise and how they eat and all that, dropping dead because they got shot. Now, whether you did or didn't, of course, wasn't afraid to say, don't do it, 5 years ago. And when the governor was closing down churches, we didn't close down. Because we will not compromise the command to worship the Lord. That was my position. Put me in jail. Start prison ministry. We didn't stop. And I'd rather obey God than obey man. You obey man, it's only going to lead to death. You might think you're doing the right thing. And I've talked to people who say that worked in the public and had to get shot, or at least that's what they believed. Oh, yeah, I just got COVID again for the fifth time. because their immune system was destroyed. It only recognizes the original COVID. Now, these are facts. This isn't just me making stuff up. It's facts. So along the way, okay, if you realize you've done something wrong, say, Lord, forgive me. I followed man. I let fear rule me. Forgive me. Deliver me out from this. That's what you do. But if you didn't do that, you just continue to stand. Stand. Keep standing. And I was thinking of that, and I was thinking relative to a healing ministry for the public. I mean, believers too, but there'll be a lot of them coming for different reasons. Cancer, neurological diseases are off the charts. And they're covered up. They're hidden. Neurological diseases. Cancer. You have these things at astronomical levels right now. And we are on the cusp of another great healing revival. And God will use those who've consecrated themselves, faith, love for him. Brother Joe's old enough to remember some of those revivals, both in England, like with the Jeffries brothers, and here. But we haven't seen that here to the degree it's going to be since the 1950s. But it'll be again. And through it, many are going to come to him because they came to the end of themselves with what man can do. And that's not to slight the medical people. They're doing their best. There's a lot of good people in there. However, if your basis of knowledge is wrong, it'll lead you off course. That's why a person who wants to know God, it's not generally not a good idea, they drop into a Catholic church because they'll probably learn traditions, not the Word. Now, does that make the Catholic Church bad? No. They just have the wrong knowledge. And we need the pure knowledge of the Word of God that would be our foundation and rule our life, govern our life. Janet, when I was sitting in my bed this morning waiting on the Lord, looking at the scripture, the last verse here says in this chapter, 2nd to last, be not weary in well-doing. Be not weary in well-doing. And I saw myself point to you, speak at scripture and believe for the power of God to go in. Yes. Be not weary. God will give you strength to serve him to the end, to fulfill the visionary things that you've carried in your heart for many years. Diligently, be not weary. Be not weary. And that word applies to all of us. Don't be weary. Because you can get weary. You can get tired. Not tired of it, but just tired. Don't be weary. Now, how do we be not weary? We continue to fill ourselves with this Holy Spirit. We need to be strengthened again through praise and worship, through His Word, through meditating upon His Word. Father, I thank you. May this word just go into our heart, penetrate our thinking, Father, that our life's a journey, that you have that next step for us. You have things ahead for us. And we thank you, Lord, where you're taking us to. We thank you, Lord, for what you brought us out of and what you're taking us to, that you might be glorified through it all. That we can do our part, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing among us. And the power of God shall be released on the earth once again in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, I wanted to mention one other thing. It relates to this. I talked to a brother Israel from India 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. And they're going through a great trial. They're not allowed to travel, preach, can't have large gatherings. There's a crackdown ever since COVID, and these ones in control got control more. They're restricting everything with the gospel in a great way. And I talked to Pradeep last week. He called me. He said they just had their elections, and they went communist. They went communist. So there's going to be changes there. And sometimes you preach the word while there's light. Nonetheless, I believe God. And something I just love with Brother Israel, he won't let anything like that stop him. They're very resilient. They'll find another way. He's had to do that a few times. He'll find another way. And my heart yearns to go back there, and I thought to be able to send Brother Alan. But even his brothers, who are preachers, who are born in India, have been kicked out of the country. They lost their citizenship. They're not allowed to come back and preach. They're in like England, France, and whoever, a couple brothers that he has. Imagine that. Because you preach the gospel, you can no longer come back to your own families, your own people. Shut. And that's happening around the world today. And you know, one of the presidential candidates right now, and if you realize, is a communist. A communist. If you listen to the things that have been said, they're communist. And that's where the devil wants to take the nations for the purpose of complete control. However, Satan cannot stop the gospel. And we need to stay focused on that, our part with that. Because regardless of what's happening around us, that can still be going forth spirit to spirit with people. So I needed to share that. Yes, I share that at the end. But that sort of plays in with what I was sharing. You know, we don't want to be moved by the things going around us. McCarthy and those guys of the 50s would be rolling over in their caskets if they could hear what's going on, that the communism is here. And the intention is to squash the gospel. However, in that last day and hour, even in Israel, it'll be seen. Like Iran shooting 180 ballistic missiles, and none of them hitting Israel. That's something out of the Old Testament. The devil can't win for losing. Let's lift our hands and praise him today. Father, we thank you. We thank you. You're so good. Father, we're thankful we live in such a time as this. We thank you for it, Father God. You're doing a work in us, and you shall work through us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have any announcements, Paul? Take that. I can't read your lips.